This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today we meet a rainbow trout with an unbelievable appetite. Mark Lisick is a fish biologist at the Togiak Refuge, and just a few weeks ago, he and a group of his colleagues were catching rainbow trout for a tracking project. But one unusually large fish they caught was bleeding and wasn't going to survive, so...
So the guys that caught it decided to dissect it. Its belly was, you know, felt pretty full, so they wanted to see what it had been eating. No one ever thought they'd pull 19 shrews out of it.
Correct. 19 almost fully preserved shrews. Lisick was shocked.
I can't say for certain that I've ever seen a well-preserved shrew in a stomach analysis.
Let alone 19 of them. Granted, Lisick says they don't usually dissect fish at the refuge, although he's seen plenty of trout cut open in his 29 years as a biologist. He says it's not uncommon for trout to eat shrews, but a number this large is stunning. Lisick has a theory on how it happened.
So it's possible that this fish just happened to be in a good channel, and maybe there was a flood event or something, and all the shrews that got washed into the river weren't actually swimming. They were probably drowned, and this fish just happened to be in the right spot at the right time.
Lisick says that's because shrews aren't strong swimmers, unlike voles who can swim across an entire lake. He says some fishermen are aware of this and use it to their advantage.
It's pretty common for fly fishermen to use a vole pattern or a shrew pattern. It's just a big wad of deer hair, you know, tied on a hook, and then it's trimmed to look like a mouse or a vole. And you can, you know, if the fish are there, they usually find it pretty irresistible.
Togiak Refuge posted a picture of the trout and its feast on Facebook. It immediately went viral.
We're over 70,000 hits on that photo alone.
And right before I spoke to Lisick, he had just gotten off of a phone interview with the BBC.
So this fish is kind of a celebrity. Has anyone named it yet?
No, but you're welcome to.
It sounds like the celebrity trout's 19 shrew meal might be a record. Lisick says the most he's ever heard of is 7, and that was inside a grayling.
It may be surprising how many fish actually do specialize in that, or it could have been just a freak event.
And now that this obsession some fish share is more common knowledge, Lisick wonders how many people will still want to catch them. He says a friend of his might have a solution.
He said he's not going to tell his wife about it. He's afraid if he tells her that she won't eat grayling anymore.
And just in case you're wondering, Lisick says the chances you find a shrew inside of a salmon is next to impossible. Thank goodness. And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.